Hello, and welcome to Talking GTA Episode 30. I'm your host, Hugo One, and this is a podcast about all things Grand Theft Auto related. This is the first episode of 2024, which means we can officially say that GTA 6 comes out next year, as long as everything goes right, of course, and there's no big delays. But also, it could be, you know, almost 2 years away if it's towards the end of the year. But still, you know, every day is a day that we're closer to the GTA 6 release, which is very exciting. And can't wait for that, of course. Still lots of talk about GTA 6 recently. The trailer continues to do big numbers on YouTube. I'm sure a ton of people listening to this have went back and watched it over and over again because they're so excited. One of the news items that came out recently about GTA 6 was the sentencing of the hacker, the kid who hacked Rockstar and stole all the initial kind of GTA 6 leaks that we saw a couple years ago or whenever that was. I'm going to read you a little bit of this article with the details. It says a British judge has sentenced the 18-year-old hacker who leaked footage of the unreleased video game Grand Theft Auto 6 to indefinite detention in a secure hospital, according to a BBC report. By the way, I've seen a lot of shitty kind of outlets use the headline, he was sentenced to life in prison, or he was sentenced to life. He was sentenced to life in a hospital or whatever. But the real wording is an indefinite detention, which means, you know, could basically last forever. But they're trying to, you know, kind of rehabilitate him and make sure that he's okay. And once they deem that he's fine to, you know, be released into the public again, then he will be. It's not a, you know, life without parole sentence. Anyway, the article goes on to say the hacker Arion Kurtaj leaked 90 clips from Rockstar Games' forthcoming Grand Theft Auto 6 and also launched cyber attacks on Uber, Nvidia, and other corporations. A British jury in August convicted Kurtaj and another teen who were members of the international hacking group Lapsus for hacking, fraud, and extortion. The judge presiding over the case ruled that Kurtaj should be placed in a secure hospital until mental health professionals decided he no longer poses a risk to the public, according to the BBC. Doctors had deemed Kurtaj, who is severely autistic, unfit to stand trial. While on bail awaiting sentencing for the cyber attacks and despite having his laptop confiscated, these were the cyber attacks on the other companies, Kurtaj carried out the Grand Theft Auto hack using an Amazon Fire TV stick, a hotel television, and his mobile phone, BBC reported. He breached the company's internal messaging system and wrote, "If Rockstar does not contact me on Telegram within 24 hours, I will start releasing the source code." He publicly posted the code and clips of the video game shortly thereafter, according to the broadcaster. So it was wild stuff when it happened. And I guess the recent GTA 5 source code that leaked was from this originally, if I understand that correctly. Yeah, wild, you know, situation with him and the pretty wild sentence, but seems fitting. So good luck to, you know, Rockstar and everybody else to hopefully not have that type of stuff happen again. It was cool for us as fans to see all those leaks, but it, you know, it must really suck that something you worked on for so long is just kind of pushed out there unfinished and, you know, people aren't getting it the way they should get it, aren't kind of being introduced to it the way that you would want them to be. So, understandable why they kind of like dropped the hammer on this kid. So interesting stuff indeed. Also recently, Ned Luke, voice actor for Michael, he kind of went off on Twitter on a company that was using AI to kind of make a Michael DeSanta voice that you could talk to or something like that. I guess he saw an ad for this and said, "This is fucking bullshit," to the company. "Absolutely nothing cool about ripping people off with some lame computer estimation of my voice. Don't waste your time on this garbage." So he's pretty pissed, and Roger Clark, voice of Arthur Morgan from Red Dead 2, responded and said, "This sucks, Ned. All they can do is copy and steal. The real Michael will never be replaced." And Ned said, "I'm not worried about being replaced, Roger. I just hate these fuckers, and I'm so pissed as fuck that our shitty union is so damn weak that this will soon be an issue on legit work, not just some lame douchebag trying to make money off of our voices." So there you go. There's a little insight on, I guess, actors and AI and stuff like that from the Grand Theft Auto point of view. Interesting stuff. Also recently, T-Pain basically announced that he is working on GTA 6, which is interesting because usually we don't hear about who is involved in GTA and, you know, in the next GTA until it comes out or whatever. But he kind of mentioned it on his stream, and I'm going to play that so you can hear it.
Oh, I need to be on No Pixel RP. I used to be. And then how about this shit? I used to be on No Pixel. Then I started working on GTA 6. And they told me I couldn't do RP anymore because it kind of goes against shit. They had this whole speech like, you know, like, what if somebody took your album and re-recorded it and more people were listening to that? Then I'm like, okay, I kind of get that, but I was having a good time. All right, that's fine. Then I start working on the game with them, and then they teamed up with the people that kind of like make the RP shit.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Whoa.
Like, what the fuck? Wait, bitch, shit, y'all told me I couldn't do this shit, and y'all teamed up with the people that make that enable the RP shit to happen. Anyways, whatever.
Okay, so that's interesting for a number of different reasons. One, because T-Pain says he's working on the game with him, and it makes me wonder, like, in what capacity is he working on the game? Is he voicing a character? Something I thought would make the most sense is if he is a DJ on one of the radio stations, because I'm pretty sure he's from Florida originally, and would be, you know, the perfect DJ for a hip-hop station from kind of the 2000s era, 2010 era, or I guess the, you know, mid-2000s to the 2010s or whatever. So that would be cool. But it could be just a character he's voicing or, you know, a number of other things. But also the fact that Rockstar apparently was not a fan of, you know, I guess the role play servers and stuff originally before they, you know, if you can't beat them, join them, teamed up with one of them. So it's understandable that a company would say, hey, you know, this isn't what's happening is not something we're happy with. Since you are partnering with us, can you please not play it? And he was cool and he said yes, of course, or whatever. I would love to, I say this like all the time, but I would really love to have some kind of behind the scenes look at Rockstar nowadays about like all the different controversies and, you know, stuff like role play and what they really think on the inside about that and what their kind of evolution of going from, you know, discovering it, watching it, and I guess being against it and then having to, you know, get involved in it. So that would be pretty cool to hear about one day. I'm sure there will be a book. I read the book. What was the name of that book? I want to say it was called Jacked or something like that. And it was the story of Grand Theft Auto, which kind of, I think, ended right before GTA 4 came out, or maybe after GTA 4 came out. So there's been a lot more, you know, history, a lot more stuff at Rockstar that, you know, would make a great second book, a great follow-up book. So that would be cool to see. Anyway, that's kind of it for the news right now. I'm going to check out the comments from the last video.
Whoa, I thought you were hallucination.
All right, bunch of good comments on the last video, which is mostly just about GTA 6, as you know. Here, Marcus says, pretty much would like Easter eggs referencing Vice City and Vice City Stories missions, Tommy's Mansion. Yes, I agree. That would be great. JPS says, Elon Musk not playing GTA 5 because he doesn't like killing cops is hilarious and is probably hinting that the antagonist is inspired by him. I know there's a character in GTA Online who is similar to Musk, but I wouldn't know much about that since I don't play it. Yeah, they definitely need to lean into whoever that character is or, you know, a new it could be a new person inspired by Elon, you know, and his kind of craziness lately. Derek's Bible Camp says, Hugo, are you glad they're staying with a modern timeline, or would you rather have a timeline where you're in the past? I would, I think now with, a major new GTA release, it has to be modern times. It just makes the most sense since these games are so few and far between. It would be easier, to write a story in modern day, especially when you have, cell phones, the use of cell phones and the use of internet to really kind of tie in the storytelling and the mission starting and all that stuff. But also, so they can kind of add, futuristic craziness or whatever if they want. If there were another GTA in the past, I would be all for that as well. I think that would be cool, but I understand why it's going to be, modern day now. Sarge says, I think Jason is a cop. If you look when they bust into the store with guns drawn, he doesn't have his finger on the trigger, indicating he doesn't want to take a life. That's an interesting take, and little details like that would be something Rockstar would put in there. I remember somebody originally mentioned that, when they bust in the door on that scene, Jason is using his left hand to point the gun, and we were kind of speculating, is that because he's left-handed, or is it just because it makes an interesting look as they walk in the door like that? And then somebody else recently pointed out that, like, the official artwork where they're kind of sitting on the car and Lucia has the ankle bracelet on and stuff, Jason's holding a gun in his left hand there. So another clue that he could be left-handed, but like you said, that is definitely something that could make him, prove that he is a cop or was a cop at some point, Dearly Beloved says, how's it going, Hugo? Hope you've been driving safely and haven't parked up a tree or rolled the damn car over and blown up in flames. Since animals are going to play a big part in the next GTA, I hope Rockstar can fix an annoying issue that the animals caused in GTA 5. I'm talking about the damn predators like sharks and cougars. They're annoying to deal with because they can kill you instantly in one hit. I'm guessing alligators, pythons, and sharks are going to be the main predators you'll come across in the next game. I hope they won't kill you in one hit, giving you a chance to get away or kill them before they kill you. Otherwise, if you just get instantly killed by a gator after crushing your car into the swamp, or get instantly killed by a python hiding in the grass without even seeing it, then that would be a giant pain in the ass. Don't get me started on the damn sharks. In GTA 5, if you're in the water, the only thing you can use to defend yourself against a shark is a knife, which means you're fucked. They better give us a damn spear gun in the next game. That way we can blow a hole through the damn man-eating fish before it eats us like a foul chicken burger from Cluckenbill. What are your thoughts on the animals for the next GTA game? Do you think Vice City will be completely infested with gators and pythons? Do you think getting one hit killed by predators is complete bullshit? Have you been bit by a shark in real life at your local water park? Anyway, keep up the big cojones. Work on the podcast, Mang. If you're looking for a good quality hardware store, I recommend U-Tool, because blue collar guys aren't geniuses and neither are you. All right. Thank you, Dearly Beloved. I hadn't really thought much about the instant kills. I can remember getting bit by a shark in GTA 5 because there was an achievement that went along with it, so I did it, and yeah, it was instant death. I can't really remember like the cougars or mountain lions or whatever, but yeah, if it is as soon as they jump on you, instant death, that's lame as fuck. You should be able to fight them off. I'd rather there be some kind of mini game with moving the analog sticks to get them off than to do yoga, I think that would be fun. But if you have a gun, yeah, just pop them or whatever. So, and then with new animals, as far as gators and pythons and animals that have these very specific ways of killing and eating, it would be kind of fun to try to get out of those situations if you could. It might fuck you up to the point where, like, if you lost your leg, you'd probably need to just die anyway because you'd have to crawl everywhere. But yeah, I think there needs to be some tweaking when it comes to animals. And then animals like in Vice City are going to be wild just because the different climate and the type of animals they have down in these areas. It is going to be crazy to see all that stuff. And who knows about like insects or other kind of freaky shit that's going to be all over the place. So good thoughts. Thank you. Thank you, Dearly Beloved, for that. Jorge says there's literally only two clips of women twerking, and some people talking about the whole trailer is about twerking. Yes, that's they have said that. Assassinates says, I personally think the white bikini woman is Lucia. Plastic surgery and makeup makes it possible. Imagine getting a statue of Lucia in the collector's edition. Money well spent. Yes, I'm totally for that. And I like this debate about whether Lucia is the white bikini woman or not, because it's just a fun thing that we can kind of guess about, or, you know, present what our evidence is as to why we think it. And we'll, I guess we'll know the truth one day, unless that really goes nowhere. And then people will argue, oh, it was Lucia. It was just unused. It was from an unused mission or cutscene. Blah, 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 blah. So, but for now, it's just a fun little kind of discussion. 00 says, I think people tend to forget Take-Two called for $8 billion in expected earnings in fiscal 2025. Fiscal 2025 is late 2024 to almost mid-2025. Yes, based on that, it is, I'm more hopeful for an earlier 2025 release than a later one. Obviously, it could be delayed, and then Take-Two would just have to go on there and be like, hey, it was delayed, you know, to the investors or whatever, and that would suck. But yes, hopefully they're aiming for early 2025, and they can stick to that. Godzilla the Avenger says, I honestly wonder if this will be the be-all, end-all to the GTA series. 11 years to create, so I had to wonder that thought. But personally, who knows, right? I probably won't be around for GTA 7 anyways. Hugo will be in his upper 50s if they do, and still saying Mang. I will be saying Mang, but I don't know about upper 50s. I mean, it's possible, but I'm not anywhere close to that anyway. Last, I'm sure this GTA is starting a new generation of GTA and starting a new era for this title to flourish for future generations. Being a boomer, let's see where it goes. See you in 2025. Thank you, Godzilla. Appreciate it. Evolved said, people want pay to win because Rockstar force you to treat GTA Online as a full-time job if you wanted to unlock anything worthwhile without paying. It's a predatory monetization scheme designed to influence you to spend more money on an already full price game. And if you don't, you need to grind hundreds of hours just to have basic shit. I as somebody who's played GTA Online, not a whole lot recently, but in the past, I used to grind to get just the smallest amount of money, selling ballers every 45 minutes or doing whatever little mission or race and trying to get a little bit of money to buy an apartment or, you know, whatever I wanted. You know, I would steal cars off the street that I could save and customize, or, you know, save up to buy the ones I wanted to fill my garage. I think there's plenty to do in that game where you don't need a ton of money. And if you do need a ton of money, then you should probably prioritize higher paying, you know, missions like heist and stuff like that. Get a heist crew together, really work on making more money. Predatory, I don't think having the option to buy in-game currency makes it predatory, and I don't think anybody is forced to do that. If you feel like you need to be able to have fun, then maybe the game's not for you. I kind of disagree with that, or I very much disagree with that. So, and when you say a full price game, single player is, you know, a full price game. You're not paying to unlock, you know, the storyline. That would be, you know, terrible. And online, the online version, you know, obviously is kind of a different animal in itself. And, you know, it's obvious, it's not Fortnite, but they have given it out for free before. And sometimes it's on Game Pass, and everybody who has lived in the last 20 years seems to own it, 'cause it's been the best selling game since it came out. So anyway, interesting stuff. Next comment from Ray of Sunshine says, did Elon say it should be illegal? Did he say it should be banned? No, he just said he doesn't enjoy it. Don't be so fragile and insecure about it. What? So he can have an opinion about the game, and apparently he's infallible. We cannot have our own opinions about his opinion. You somehow listened long enough to a GTA podcast to get to this part about Elon, but You think that people who like GTA enough to listen to GTA podcasts wouldn't have a problem with these comments? What are you talking about? Just crazy. Anyway, so that's the you could tell that was the bottom of the barrel of the last two there. Anyway, those are the comments. Let's move on to the emails.
It's time for the Lance Vance Dance.
First email is from Mike the Nerd. It says, "Hey, Hugo, I enjoyed the last podcast as always, and I'm glad we get to replay the GTA 6 trailer to our heart's content. But anyways, on with the email. At this point, the people who keep calling GTA 6 woke are a joke, all because they saw a female protagonist and a bunch of people of color. It sounds miserable at the same time, too, because they are stuck in a narrative that won't allow them to enjoy the game for what it is without focusing on what gender or race they are going to play or see." Yeah, I agree with that. Unfortunately, people seem to, especially on the internet and especially nowadays, are just looking for a fight in everything, and they've decided what they're going to fight about before the fucking thing even comes out. Mike goes on to say, "Looking at parts of the map from the trailer, it seems like you'll be traveling great distances everywhere you go, so it'll give you time to listen to music before you reach your next mission or enjoy the beautiful scenery. It also fits with Lucia and Jason being lovers on the run from the law, going from one place to the next. It would always feel like a road trip. Thanks for reading this email, and we all know that Sweet's a pain in the ass, so fuck Sweet." Yes, thank you, Mike the Nerd. Appreciate it. The only thing I'm worried about, and I think I've mentioned this before, is these mega long drives for the purpose of listening to dialogue. And in GTA Online, I feel like there's like a ton of that, especially since your character doesn't speak. Whoever you're doing a mission for or whatever is sitting there with just going on and on in some crazy monologue about who knows what. And it gets old. And it's like, I want to listen to the radio, like you said. I want to look at the scenery. I don't want to be engaged in the story fucking just constantly. You know, there needs to be, obviously there's the time in the car is time to talk. But it would be nice if it wasn't just an entire car ride of talking. Anyway, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Next email says, "Hi, Hugo. I hope this email finds you well. I'm a dedicated listener of your podcast and love the insightful discussions you bring to the gaming community. With the recent buzz around GTA 6, I couldn't help but think your podcast would be the perfect platform to dive deep into the recently released trailer. The GTA series has been a fan favorite, and I believe your perspective and analysis would both be entertaining and informative. I'd love to hear your take on the trailer, potential features, and any insider info you may have. Your podcast always adds a unique flair to gaming discussions, and I'm sure the GTA 6 topic would be no exception. Looking forward to more awesome content from Hugo One. Best, Prism Pixel." Thank you, Prism Pixel. We actually had kind of a live discussion right as the trailer dropped, and I turned that into, I think, podcast episode number 28. So lots of discussion, talking, all about everything we saw in the trailer as we saw it, and lots of different perspectives. And then I think the next one after that, 29, had a lot more podcast or trailer talk. So check those out. We're definitely going to continue to talk about the trailer to death. I really don't have much more to add currently that I can think of. But, you know, if you have specifics you want to talk about, feel free to send them over. Anyway, thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right, next email says, "What up, Hugo? Hope you're doing well. I really love the podcast. I think it's awesome hearing everyone's ideas about what might be in GTA 6. It gets me even more hyped to play it. I saw something on TikTok recently that I thought was really interesting and wanted to hear your take on it. A popular artist named M.R. posted a video showing a supposed email he received from Rockstar saying that they want to use his song Turn Red in Grand Theft Auto 6. If you don't know, M.R. is a UK dancehall artist who's currently getting a lot of attention because of his song in question. He has a lot of fans, but there's definitely a crowd that aren't cool with him rapping in a Jamaican accent considering he's a white dude. Turn Red always struck me as more of a meme song than anything, but I can't lie, it does slap a little. Anyway, this is what the supposed email from Rockstar states. Dear M.R., I'm writing to inquire about usage of your song Turn Red in our upcoming game Grand Theft Auto 6. We feel that the track could suit the game perfectly, and we want to make it a focus point for the upcoming campaign. It goes on to list further details about the song title, the artist, client, etc. I've attached a screenshot from M.R's TikTok at the bottom of this email so you can take a look for yourself. You'll see the sender's name is blurred, but they have the Rockstar logo as their profile picture. When I first saw this, I honestly wasn't sure I believed it. However, the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. I started to think about what Rockstar could do with the soundtrack from a gameplay perspective. I feel like that if they bring back... I feel like they might bring back media sticks from GTA Online, collectibles hidden around the map that, when found, add new songs to specific stations. I also thought it would be cool if they added music streaming platforms like Spotify or Apple Music in addition to the radio stations. Songs could get added to these platforms in various ways as you progress through the story. Of course, this could be a fake email made up for clout, but nevertheless, I'm very excited to see what Rockstar picks for the soundtrack. What do you think, Hugo? Does the email from Rockstar look real to you? Do you think there'll be a lot of currently trending music and or meme songs in GTA 6? I'm looking forward to hear your take. If you read this on the next episode of your podcast, keep doing what you're doing, you to Mang Mang. Thank you for the email, friend. This email, or this, yeah, the, like the email that got sent to this guy, it seems totally fake. I mean, I would hope Rockstar, you know, after all these years of making games and stuff, isn't just sending out emails to who knows who and saying, we want to use your song in Grand Theft Auto 6 or whatever. You know, I feel like they have better channels to reach out to artists and labels and stuff like that to kind of get these songs in the game, and then to add, we want to make it a focus point for the upcoming campaign. It just doesn't sound, none of that sounds legit to me. So I don't know, I hadn't heard about this, so it is interesting, but yeah, somebody else just trying to I guess get some clout, like you said, off of Rockstar and GTA 6. But thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right, next email says, hey, Hugo, first time sending you an email. After listening to you reading the comments on the previous episode, I felt like I had to send you this. Honestly, it reminded me of why I stopped browsing GTA forums. There's a lot of negativity. Don't get me wrong, it's wise to keep your expectations to a minimum, but some of these guys aren't even original with their criticisms. The fact that the full game is 2 years away and that some of them are already disappointed after watching a one-minute trailer is crazy to me, but whatever, can't please everyone. Also, the fact that some people expected to see gameplay on the very first trailer is plain ignorance. The game is not even finished. Red Dead 2 and GTA 5 have done the exact same thing. World reveal first, gameplay second. This is the norm for Rockstar, so I don't understand why some of them were disappointed. They either are new to the franchise and don't know how it works, or they suffer from aggravated long-term memory loss. I've also seen people talk about the graphics. I swear that a few of them said the graphics look mediocre. To all that I can say is, instead of commenting shit like this, these busters better go get their eyes checked, because there's no way that we are looking at the same thing. We've all waited years for this reveal trailer, and the game looks like it's going to be so much fun. And if you've ever been to Florida, then you know it looks exactly like that. Can't wait to get my hands on it. Have you ever been, or do you plan to go to Florida? If so, what do you like about it? Sorry that this turned into a bit of a rant. All games are filled with haters and skeptics. GTA is such a big name that they are way more prevalent. So we see a lot more of them everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, etc. Like I said, I agree that people should keep their expectations in check, but some of these busters should let people enjoy shit rather than spamming woke this, woke that. There's a difference between being cautious and being annoying. Anyway, keep up the good work. Love the podcast. I always listen to it when I'm looking for the damn water I buried on my backyard. Big homie, love, big hug. Thank you, friend, for the email. Appreciate it. And by the way, I don't like to read people's names from the email address just in case they want their, their privacy protected. So I'll only read a name if you sign it as something. So just wanted to mention that. But anyway, I agree with everything you said. It is... It's kind of draining when you have to argue with people about stuff like this. Like, everybody has, there's people that are just so negative, and every thought they have is negative. So when something like this comes out and they see people having fun, they just can't stand it. So they nitpick and they say a lot of things that are either very vague, like, woke this, woke that, or something very small that's not even, you know, a major issue. Like somebody mentioned in the comments about how there was not even that much twerking. There were like two twerking scenes and people felt like that was the entire trailer or whatever. So, and the thing about the graphics, I guess what I've kind of heard is, this looks like, or these cars are from GTA Online, or this is, you know, it looks a lot like GTA 5 in this sense or that sense or whatever. So I guess people are expecting this mega jump to something unbelievable. But you know, it's the small details when you watch the trailer over and over, the, you know, the hair movement, the this, that, the other, whatever, that's really impressive. But, if you're in hater mode, you might not even give a shit about that. So, anyway, as far as Florida goes, I've been to Florida a bunch, not to Miami specifically, cause I have family down there and I'm just not interested in having to hang out with family. You know, I'd like, especially with all the hype now about GTA 6, I'd like to go, but I have to do the family thing and that sucks. So, hopefully I'll get down to Miami eventually, but, yeah, so, it will be cool to see, their version of modern day Florida in GTA 6. So thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right, next email says, "Hey, man, this is Josh from Florida. Just wanted to say I love the podcast. I just found it and have gone back through all the episodes. I will definitely continue to listen. I can't wait to see where it takes you in the future when the game comes out. I actually live in Central Florida. I guess because of that fact, I was really into Vice City and I'm excited about it for GTA 6. Rockstar doesn't miss. Thank you, Josh from Florida, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. Next email says, "Whenever I'm listening to music and Lady Hear Me Tonight by Mojo comes on through the headphones, I immediately think of GTA 5 and just think of all the moments I've had on that game. It's a great song for a great game, in my opinion. What song makes you think of GTA 5, and what song can you expect to do the same in GTA 6? From Childish Subi." Thank you, Childish Subi. GTA 6 has already done it, because I wasn't aware of this Love is a Long Road by Tom Petty prior to the trailer. And now, you know, it's on my streaming playlist. It's on my shower playlist. I hear it a lot now, and it does. And, you know, it's just the, you know, gets me real hype for GTA 6. But there'll probably be other songs that will, you know, probably take its place eventually when the game actually comes out. When GTA 5... when I think of GTA 5, one of the songs, there's a bunch of songs. I only listened to a very few stations on GTA 5, and that was Los Santos Rock Radio, Nonstop Pop, sometimes West Coast Classics, the talk radio, both in LS and Blaine County, and then other stuff kind of here and there a little bit. But as far as from those stations... probably Big Log from Robert Plant, which I didn't know about that song before GTA 5. And I always felt that it fit the world really well. It just really feels like GTA 5 to me. And obviously not all parts or anything like that. But that one always sticks out as a GTA 5 song to me. So anyway, thank you, Childish Subi, for the email. Appreciate it. All right, next email. "Hey, Hugo, Clay Doggy here. Going on from the comments on the trailer, the zoo is actually a pretty cool idea. Tying it into a GTA-type thing, maybe you take jobs to steal exotic pets from rich assholes or something." Yeah, that's a good idea. I agree with that. "Whoever was talking about the fact that the trailer didn't have enough gameplay in it, I do agree that when a new game is being announced and has no gameplay, it's a huge fail. But with that, it's a GTA game. We all know what the gameplay will be. Third person, guns, cars, we all know the deal. This isn't the biggest thing to focus on, and you're just looking for reasons to complain. About music and licensing, attention Rockstar, who we all know listens to this podcast. I'm sure they don't. I wish they did, but I'm sure they don't. Anyway, you are very popular and influential. You have the pull to be able to get to go to these record companies and say, we have a list of songs that we would like to put into our game with a perpetual license, as in you can't ever remove a song due to a licensing expiration. In doing so, all of the songs in our new GTA will become very popular and you will make a lot of money. If you disagree, we will go to one of your competitors." You're welcome, says Clay Doggy. Here are my thoughts on that. I feel like that was probably done with GTA 5, because like I just said with the last email, a bunch of the stations I didn't listen to, there were still like classic songs on a lot of the other stations, but some of them felt like so like indie, or I just didn't recognize any of the bands or songs or anything. So for those artists, it is humong, it is huge, you know. But what are you going to say to the estate of Michael Jackson? You know, you should, you better, if you don't fucking put your song in our game, you, nobody's going to listen to Michael Jackson. It's, that's going to be tough to pull off, which we know, you know, Michael Jackson's one of the artists whose songs have been pulled from re-releases of Vice City. So that sucks. So I wish these, the music business seems so shitty, and stuff like this is one of the reasons why. I wish they could just be like, yes, let's deal like this and not have, not be stuck in the old ways of, nah, fuck you, talk to me in 10 years or whatever, and then hold them hostage so they don't have to change their fucking game or whatever. Anyway, Clay Doggy goes on to say, regarding woke and diversity, I am thrilled that we can finally play as a female protagonist. Whenever I play a third-person game with a player creator, I usually create a hot female. I don't know about all of you, but personally, I'd prefer to look at a hot girl's ass for 100-plus hours than some dude. That's all for now. Shout-out to the homies. Fuck sweet. Thank you, Clay Doggy, for the email. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. All right, next email. Hi, Hugo. My name's Lewis, and I'm very excited for GTA 6, as everybody is. I think Rockstar has the gaming industry in a chokehold. Just look at how many views the GTA 6 trailer generated on YouTube. Just wanted to point some things, point out some things I saw in the trailer and how I think Rockstar should proceed with these features. One, as someone mentioned in a previous pod email, car customization should be more in-depth than GTA 5, as I felt 5 had pretty decent customization system. The previous emailer also mentioned Midnight Club-style customization, which I think would be should be included in 6. In addition, performance mods such as bigger turbos or superchargers should impact how fast your car accelerates realistically. For example, if you had an option to install one massive turbo on your car, you should had some sort of turbo lag, just like in real life. Performance parts in general should affect your car's physics and engine performance more realistically, but we shall see how Rockstar will proceed with the driving physics, as in whether they will make it realistic like 4 or more arcade style like 5. 2. In the action shot of Lucia and Jason entering a store with pistols and bandanas on, we can see what looks like to be a Glock-style pistol. Maybe the pistol from GTA 4 will make a return in 6, as it was modeled after the Glock 17. But aside from that, I hope Rockstar implements a better weapon customization system, kind of like how Call of Duty implemented the gunsmith system, where you have the complete freedom to pick attachments for your weapons to suit your playstyle. Although 5 had a custom weapon system, it seems that it was always the same options for every weapon, such as magazines, optics, suppressors, etc. I think with the prevalent PvP in GTA Online, this new system might make GTA 6's online way sweeter. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm getting crazy here. Way sweeter than it is right now. But I believe it will make gunfights more fun as you can tailor your weapons to your playstyle. That's a good point. I think that would be awesome. You know, that would be a lot of work on their end, on Rockstar's end. So hopefully they do that, but I think that's a good idea. Bonus, in the shots where Lucia and Jason are walking with their bandanas on, it appears that Lucia's is purple like the ball is, and Jason is green like Grove Street families. Maybe these could be their colors in the character switch wheel, similar to 5's, where Michael is blue, Trevor's orange, and Franklin is green. Feel free to disagree with any of my opinion, as I'd like to hear what you think. Thanks for reading my long-ass email, and I can't wait to make Lucia and Jason smash once GTA 6 comes out. Peace, homie. Lewis from Seattle. Thank you, Lewis. No, all that sounds great. Lucia being a Bala would be devastating. Obviously, I know you're not saying she's in the Balas. I hope not. But yes, her being purple, instead of just like the obvious option of pink, would be cool. So, I think that's a good idea. Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate it. All right. Next email says, will you make Talking GTA Podcast episode 30 DMA design in GTA 3 after episode 29? Thanks in advance. Huh? I mean, I don't have any information about DMA design in GTA 3. But I am going to name this episode that, and it, everybody's going to be like, what, when does that come up? And then they're going to get to this email and be like, oh, okay. But anyway, sure, I'll make that. I just don't have any thoughts on it, but thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right. And that's the last email. So let's move on to the phone calls.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Chatterbox.
Hi, sir. This is JP the Beast already exists, and I have two quick things. This is about San Andreas. See, I was playing San Andreas, and the mission where you meet Caesar, the lowrider mission, you go to that garage, and this random-ass dude is like, yeah, I owe Sweet big time from a long time ago or something like that, so here's a whole-ass car. What the fuck did Sweet do, like, that long ago, where this guy owes him an entire vehicle? I know it's nothing to look too deep into. I think some rock stars kind of just like, here you go, here's a reason. But I think it is kind of fun to think about. The second thing is I noticed that when you make CJ get really fat, you get a warning message saying like you're at risk of a heart attack. And that does not happen in the game. There's nothing, I couldn't find anything online about it. So it was probably something that was originally intended, but then they just kind of did away with it and just didn't, kind of forgot to get rid of that message. But then I wonder if that mission where you see, what's his name? Johnny Sindaco, where he keels up when he sees CJ. I wonder if that was like the animation that would have happened to CJ had he gotten said heart attack. So there's a couple things I was thinking about and I want to see what your thoughts are. Okay. Stay strong. Stay golden. See you in the next life.
Thank you, JP, for the message, the voicemail. Appreciate it. The thing about IO Suite, so here's the car. Yeah, that's an interesting look at it. But also, you know, CJ, how many different cars has he come upon throughout his whole gameplay? It's probably not legit and it's probably stolen, so it's easier to understand in that sense. But yeah, who knows what happened with Suite that would make that man give him a car. It's pretty interesting. Yeah. As far as the CJ heart attack thing, yeah, I've never seen CJ actually have a heart attack. One time, a long time ago, I think I named one of my clips CJ dies of a heart attack because he died randomly in a weird way. And I'm like, oh, this is the only way to explain it. But it wasn't because he was too fat and had a heart attack. But it got a ton of views, ton more than any of my other videos at the time. So it was probably people just like you wanting to see what happens when CJ eats too much and has a heart attack. So sorry, I wasn't trying to clickbait or mislead anybody. But I did, name something about a heart attack when it really wasn't. So, that should have been in there though. If they're going to warn us about it, they might as well have him drop dead from a heart attack when he's too fat. Thank you, JP, for the call. Appreciate it, friend. All right, next phone call.
Hey, Hugo. I just wanted to say thanks for the podcast. I started listening when the trailer was announced, and I'm almost through the backlog. It's become one of my favorites to listen to while I'm at work. I agree with the other listener that Leonida doesn't really roll off the tongue, but I also think that we're pronouncing it wrong. Like, we say Florida and not Florida, so I think it's actually Leonida, or maybe Leonida. As far as I can tell, we haven't actually heard an official pronunciation yet, but it rolls off the tongue way better. What do you think? You the Mang Mang. Appreciate it. And fuck Sweet.
Yes. Thank you for the call, friend. That makes sense that it would be kind of rhyme with Florida. Hold on. Let me try to say it like you said it. Florida. Leonida. Let me listen again.
There you go. Pronouncing it wrong. Like, we say Florida and not Florida, so I think it's actually Leonida.
Leonida. Yeah, I mean, one day our questions will be answered. But yeah, I wish I knew how to say it now. Leonida. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Anyway, thank you for the phone call, friend. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo, Scottish Raccoon here. Doubling the call for you. One question, one idea for you. So the question, do you think GTA 6 will be the last game of the HCA universe? Or and like GTA 7 will be a brand new universe, or will GTA 6 be like a brand new universe already? Let me know. And my idea, so the game starts, as the trailer does, we see Lucia being released from prison, meets up with Jason. At the end of the game, it actually turns out that she's a fed or a rat or an undercover agent of some kind. She was only released early to get dirt on Jason to put him away for good. So, like, we'll let you out if you put him behind bars. And that's played on the trust line that we've seen in the trailer. Anyway, let me know in the comment section. Comment on it as well. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.
Thank you, Scottish Raccoon. Appreciate it. That's a good ending there. I like it. There's been a lot of speculation about Jason being a cop and Lucia being a cop, somebody being a cop and somebody betraying the other person, which GTA is known for betrayal of, you know, close relationships. So it would make total sense that that could be the case. So I am excited to see what it actually is. If I had to guess, I would guess that it's Jason more than Lucia. I feel like Lucia is the real deal and Jason is the sketchy one. And here I am saying that, and I haven't seen shit but one trailer and really nothing about Jason. So I just want Lucia to be, you know, the real deal. If anybody's going to be fake, I want it to be him. As far as the universes go, GTA 6... from the leaks, they mention Jay Norris being blown up on TV, which happened in GTA 5, which makes it sound like GTA 6 and GTA 5 are in the same universe. That may not be the case, but it seems like it. And they may just do away with this whole universe BS and just go with the HD universe from here on out, and everything else just be some kind of fucking fever dream that connects to nothing else in the series. But who knows? I don't know. I can't even think about GTA 7 yet. So I hope that, you know, they don't, if they do decide to make a new universe, I hope there's some kind of bridge to previous universes. Not that there would be, but it would be nice because I like when, you know, the games connect or the stories connect in some way. So anyways, thank you, Scottish Raccoon, for the phone call. Appreciate it. All right, that's it for the email and the phone calls and the episode. It's over. That's it. So if you want to get involved, you can email talkinggta69@gmail.com, or you can call 1-818-691-5807 and leave a voicemail, and we can keep on talking GTA in the future. I don't know how frequently these episodes will come out, as we're kind of just chilling and waiting. It's kind of just, you know, whenever we have enough content, enough stuff to talk about, that's when they kind of happen. And also, if you listen this far, if you're on YouTube, it's probably just the thumbnail of the the podcast or whatever, and that's just kind of how it's going to be from now on. No video of you know, a bunch of shit going on in a GTA world like I used to have it, since YouTube has a podcast feature now, so that's how it shows up. But anyway, that's it, just some quick housekeeping. So anyway, thank you for listening. I will see you on the next one. Peace.